From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Many members of the Senate are just going home following a marathon session of voting on Republican amendments to derail the health care overhaul bill. The measure making changes to the legislation signed into law Monday is going back to the House after the Senate parliamentarian found two minor provisions in violation of budget rules. The debating session began early yesterday and resumes later today. President Obama signed an executive order yesterday spelling out limits on federal funding for abortion under the health care law. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president invited lawmakers who reversed their opposition to the bill. He signed on Monday.
Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak and other anti-abortion Democrats were invited to join the president in the Oval Office for the signing. The executive order helped sway Stupak and others to support the health care overhaul, giving House Democrats the majority they needed just hours before Sunday's vote. The order is potentially awkward for President Obama, who supports abortion rights, but White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says it merely reaffirms existing limits on federal funding for abortion.
The president has always believed that health care reform should be about that, not about other issues. The president did not in health care reform believe we did change the status quo, and believes that this reiterates that it's not changed.
No news cameras or microphones were allowed into the Oval Office to record the signing. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The United States and Russia apparently have resolved technical issues that have held up a final agreement on reducing their long-range nuclear arsenal. NPR's David Green says the pact would replace the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START, a deal the U.S. and former Soviet Union signed in 1991.
U.S. and Russian officials say the new treaty won't be a done deal until President Obama gets on the phone with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Still, the Czech government announced Prague has agreed to host a signing ceremony with both presidents. The U.S. and Russia have been aiming to sign a new treaty before a non-proliferation summit in Washington, April 12th and 13th. Even if that's possible, the treaty will still have to be ratified by legislatures in both countries. The 1991 START treaty required the U.S. and Russia to bring their nuclear arsenals down to roughly 6,000 warheads each. The arsenals have grown smaller since then. The target in a new treaty is expected to be roughly 1,600 warheads in each nation. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ended his Washington visit without resolving tensions over plans to build more Jewish housing in East Jerusalem. Netanyahu extended his visit by a few hours for a last-ditch talks with President Obama and later U.S. Envoy George Mitchell. The U.S. is pressing Israel to drop the construction plan, fearing it will derail Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. This is NPR News. The National Urban League has issued a report showing that blacks are almost twice as likely to be unemployed and lag behind whites in home ownership. NPR Sonari Glinton reports the head of one of the nation's oldest civil rights groups wants President Obama to do more to address the problem.
In its report, The State of Black America, the Urban League found blacks made some gains in reaching overall equality with whites, but they still lag behind. For instance, African Americans are almost twice as likely to be unemployed and lack access to health care. Mark Morial heads the National Urban League. He says, after health care, focusing on jobs is an obvious next step for the president.
If you are not working, you can't afford anybody's health insurance. Getting people working is important to their ability to be able to afford health insurance.
Morial wants what he calls an alternative public option to eliminate racial disparities in health coverage. But he says, more importantly, he'll push for $150 billion for direct job creation in local communities. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Buildings in the Philippines shook for half a minute today after a magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck the area. There are no immediate reports of injuries or damage, but the quake sent frightened office workers fleeing into the streets. Overseas, Asian stock markets were mixed today amid worries about debt-saddled countries in Europe. In Japan, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues edged up 7 points to close at 10,821. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 52 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.